What is up, everyone? Welcome back to another episode of the Barely Adults podcast in our next season. It's pretty great. We had an episode last week. We're on episode two now. Mm-hmm. We're probably going to be... Last season was 3 years ago.
Yeah, we're just going to say that the 3 years ago... That's season one.
And now we're on season two. And there was only 19 episodes last time, which is actually kind of a lot more than I thought we did. I thought we only did like 10 or 8, maybe 8. But no, we did like 19 of them. A couple movie reviews in there. Some stuff with, like, we did one with Bryce, I did one with Reese and everything. Mm-hmm. I don't even know if Reese is still in Mason, so, I mean, maybe we can get him back on the podcast, but I have no idea if he's
Is us trying to get you back on our podcast.
You think he's gonna listen?
A reunion.
Do you think he's gonna see episode one?
A reunion episode.
That would be funny. I haven't seen Reese in a minute. He's busy. I mean, we're all busy now, because everyone has, like, girlfriends and boyfriends and jobs and everything. It's harder.
Yeah.
So... But today, we thought it'd be fun to do some stuff on Reddit, some unpopular opinions.
Because you could literally go on to everything on Reddit. Like,
yeah, there's
just everything on there. You want to look for something? It's on Reddit.
It's true. If you're having a problem,
just put a lot of tech problems. Yeah. Someone's already figured it out on Reddit.
Yeah, just look on Reddit. And what
a lot of good stories.
The worst thing when you check a problem on Reddit and then somebody answered it, but then it says like this post was removed.
Oh,
that is that's literally the worst thing.
But you can't see the answer.
Yeah, you can't see the answer, and it's those types of things kill me a little
bit. So I've got some unpopular opinions pulled up.
Yes.
And so we're gonna go through some of these, see what Cruz thinks of them.
Do you have
most of them are funny. Or just like, what?
Yeah.
So, we could also probably add some of our own if you think of it.
I was just going to ask if you had any.
Or maybe next time we could prepare ones that we have of our own.
Yeah.
But I just thought Reddit would be a good start to it.
Reddit's a shocking place, dude. There is some wild people out there.
There's some crazy people, weirdos.
Some real weirdos.
I've seen some stuff.
Yeah.
I saved... quite a bit of them, so now I just gotta figure out which one is a good one to start on.
Mm-hmm.
Mashed potatoes are better with the skin on.
No way.
You picked
this specifically because I love mashed potatoes.
Yeah.
No.
I've never heard someone that prefers it with the skin on. This is what they said. I believe that peeling the skin off mashed potatoes is an insult to the beauty that is a potato.
Oh my god. It adds great flavor, texture,
and saves a bunch of time peeling it.
No way. When you're making like apple crisp,
yeah.
Do you leave the skin on?
Some people do.
That's disgusting. No, because it ruins the texture. It ruins the texture
of it.
It
is weird.
Mashed potatoes are a soft, like delicious. Just the, pile
the skin's
of potato
not, like,
and it's smooth.
Hard, it's soft.
Oh, but it feels like you can hear it when you're biting it, and it like makes that like slicing sound. You know what I mean? Like it ruins the whole experience. It's not smooth. Like think about when you gotta like eat something through a straw, like old people or like people like when I got my wisdom teeth taken out. I can't be dealing with skin on my potatoes. No. Because you have to, like, chew it. Otherwise, you're going to get, like, a flake of skin on your mouth and you're going to die.
When you eat a baked potato, do you also eat the skin?
Sometimes, but it's different. Because I baked it. So the texture is different.
Okay.
So, like, it's like
a... baked mashed potatoes.
It's like a crisp... That's...
But if like, you had baked mashed potatoes with the skin on, is it the same?
Yes, because it's not baking out.
No, is it the
out.
Same as the baked potato?
No. Because when you bake a potato, the outside shell, the skin, is getting, like, delicious and golden brown and, like, and it's getting, like, a slight, like, not, like, crunchy, but it's getting, like, a slight crisp to it almost. But when you slice the potatoes and you make mashed potatoes out of them, you're not baking it, so that skin doesn't happen. It stays with the slight water that it still has, and it doesn't get like crispy. It gets like soggy.
I knew this one would gross. Send you into...
Yeah, I'm gonna be no. We need to move on because like I'm gonna get livid. Next thing they're gonna say is like potatoes are better without gravy. Yeah, right. Next, what's next?
There's people that say that. Yeah, that's crazy.
These people are insane. What's next? I'm gonna get on a potato tangent. It's unreal. These people.
Sweet Life on Deck is better than the OG.
There's no way. Okay, I get we're talking about. I get we're talking about unpopular opinions, and I can stand an unpopular opinion when it's valid, when it makes sense. Sweet Life on Deck is only better for like a couple of things. One, what's her name? Like Bailey? Is that her name in the show? Yeah. Bailey? Yeah. I can't remember who that actress. The girl who plays Jessie.
Debbie Ryan.
She's a good addition. Mm-hmm. But like, and the island part of the show when they get trained on the island, yes. That was good. And I like the, I mean, like the vibe is cool too, like being on a cruise and stuff. But there's something about like the old show. They're in a hotel. There's all these different like fun activities that happen in the hotel. There's so many moments.
I think you could say they're different because it's like the age difference.
Yeah, that's true.
So in the first show, they're like, I don't even know how old.
They're probably like and 10.
So that's like 11? More catered to that age range. And then Sweet Life on Deck is like teenager years. So it's like more catered to teenager range. Does that make sense?
Both though have a very good Halloween episode. Sweet Life on Deck.
It's no, Sweet Life okay. Is Zach and Cody. Sweet Life is Zach and Cody. No, Sweet Life. Yeah, Sweet Life was Zach and Cody. The Halloween episode.
Yeah, with the painting.
Yeah.
That is scary.
That was good.
That was a scary episode. And then also the episode on Sweet Life on Deck where they're like Ghostbusters and there's a ghost. That one used to scare the crap out of me.
I don't know if I remember that one.
We'll have to rewatch it. I mean, it's on Disney Plus, so. I mean, yeah, I would say the older one is slightly better just because there's more moments that I remember from that show than Sweet Life on Deck. Sweet Life on Deck was just kind of like, it felt like fun and everything, but like they didn't have like remember the janitor and there was like that race where whoever won got to like kiss his mom or something.
Yeah.
And they were like, we don't like this guy, but he deserves it. And then he wins and it's like a cool moment, you know, like that stuff doesn't happen as much in Sweet Life on Deck. I feel like they don't have like these big fun things that happen. Yeah, that person's wrong. There's no way. I'll defend that till I die.
And someone said, are you kidding? Arwen was the best character of the entire franchise. Yes,
and they didn't bring him back for the boat. I don't know what he was doing.
Someone said, dang, that's an unpopular opinion. I'm actually shocked right now.
Yeah. That's unreal.
This is the first time I've been offended on this subreddit. How dare you?
This might be an
unpopular. Someone said, are you 24?
Okay.
What does that mean?
Not like an unpopular opinion, but a question. Which family is better? The family from Good Luck Charlie.
Oh.
Not better, but like more believable.
Okay.
The family from Good Luck Charlie or the family from Wizards of Waverly Place? Which one do you believe is more of a family?
Better Wizards of Waverly Place.
Like they play it better?
Yeah.
But like there's something about Good Luck Charlie where I'm like.
But it's like Good Luck Charlie is more real, mm-hmm. I think. Like it's more accurate. Like especially the mom-dad relationship.
Yes, they are so... I cannot believe they're not married.
In real life?
Yes!
No, and Wizards of Waverly Place.
Yes, they're not married either.
That mom and dad's not married in real life.
They should.
They both of them more, have really good chemistry.
Jocelyn, they are more believable than Jim and Pam from The Office.
Yes.
Like, they are.
Yeah.
I believe them as a couple. It's insane.
They're so good, though.
They're really good.
Okay. Good Luck, Charlie. Very real situations. Mm-hmm. Wizards of Waverly Place shows a very good couple in love.
Like they like the siblings feel like siblings.
Yes.
Like they are always complaining about each other. They're always fighting, but they love each other. But like they're always like annoyed with each other. And like Good Luck Charlie, they're a little bit too nice to each other, I feel like.
Yeah. And there's so many kids.
There's a lot of kids.
They end up with how many in the end?
Six.
No.
Because there's PJ, Teddy, Gabe, who's definitely Charlie, adopted, Charlie, Toby. And then the other one, Toby. So five.
Yeah.
So five total.
I think Toby was too much.
I don't know. They both play it really well, though.
Someone said Chick-fil-A is overrated.
Chick-fil-A is properly rated, I think, for the most part.
Yeah.
I wouldn't say it's overrated. I wouldn't say it's underrated. Chick-fil-A is definitely not underrated by any means. I think everyone knows
also, like, the chicken spot. We don't have one here.
Yeah, no, we don't.
So when we go out of town, we can only have it. It's it's what, hour and it's a like half
we gotta check away. Yeah, we gotta check it out.
So to be fair, we're not like there every day.
Yeah.
It would be a whole nother story, I think.
Yeah.
But it's like we can only have it every once in a while, and so when we can, we do. And then we're like, yes.
It's good.
I just really, really, really like their
Nuggets. Yeah, and their waffle fries.
Their nuggets don't taste like anybody else's.
Like, they taste
like chicken.
That's true. Well, that's because it's like all
the fries can be replicated other places. It can be replicated at home.
Mm-hmm.
The mac and cheese, good, but like,
yeah.
I really like their chicken nuggets.
More places need to be doing waffle fries.
I agree.
Like, that's a.
Or curly fries. Yeah. Like, why does McDonald's not have curly fries?
I have no idea.
They could make so much money.
I think it's something like, well, because McDonald's, doesn't McDonald's like legally own like a certain type of potato?
I believe it.
I'm pretty sure they do. And I'm pretty sure like it's super weird because it has just to like.
Who owns a certain type of red?
Yes.
Is that also McDonald's?
I don't know. No, I know Reese's owns like the orange color.
Maybe that's what I was thinking.
Yeah, which is super weird.
Reese's like. They own that Reese's orange. It's like literally Reese's orange.
Yeah, that's weird.
On the packaging.
Yeah. But like McDonald's potatoes, they're like in a factory or something. Or they're in like some like combine where they age, which is just another word for rot. They age for like a certain amount of time. And then like right before they become like unedible, they like take them out and they like do all this and like filtering McDonald's stuff yeah and they like and then they that and then they cut it up amazing. And everything. It's super weird. I'll have to like do more research on it. Do another episode about I should do an episode about fast food because I know so much about it. I know so much about the fast food industry, but like it's super weird. But Chick-fil-A, back to Chick-fil-A,
yeah,
I would say that they're properly rated. I don't think people make them out to be like this godsend or anything like that, but I also don't think that their food is like garbage, you know.
Oh, someone in the comments was like, but they're consistent. Like, yeah. It's not different every time you go there.
No, I have never had
consistent.
Well, I've never had a bad experience at Chick-fil-A, which is one.
But we also, you know, how many times have we been
that's
there?
Fair, but like every time I go to McDonald's, so that's another thing about McDonald's is like they try and stay very consistent.
Mm-hmm.
Like that's like a super big thing is if you go to McDonald's in LA, they want it to taste the same as if you go to McDonald's in Texas or South Dakota or Massachusetts or whatever. They want it to taste the exact same no matter where you're at.
Yeah.
And like they had like people trying to change their menus and everything, like their franchise owners, they tried to like change their menus and add fish and all this stuff. And they were like, no, not doing any of that. It's got to be the same everywhere. So everyone expects the same thing when they come. But the one thing that is also the same at every McDonald's is they mess up. They forget things. They always add onion on my burger when I say no onion.
Yeah.
They always put like pickles on your burgers. They always forget the sauces. They always forget like.
And that's a training.
This
thing.
And that. You know what I mean? Like, it's crazy.
Yeah.
It's just so annoying.
And then someone commented, considering the other options are often frozen bland burgers, it's not overrated. It's just the best option.
That's so true. That's so true.
Mm-hmm. It's just better than other trash.
It's probably also trash. Like, it's obvious. It's probably not good
and
for you.
Sauce.
It's fried and everything.
The Chick-fil-A sauce.
Chick-fil-A sauce is overrated.
I can see it overrated, but why do I like it? Why do you ask for
it's
six
like
of
a
them when
it's
we go?
It's like a honey mustard. It's like a
so
better version of
them
honey
in the
mustard.
Fridge at home.
It's like a better version of honey mustard.
You do really like honey mustard.
It is. And they price it way too much in the grocery store. It's like
but
$5.
Usually their lines are pretty long.
Yeah.
So
yeah, they are.
That is a downside. Yeah. That's probably why they think it's overrated. Yeah. Is because they probably always have lines. All right. Let's just do another one before we get overheated on Chick-fil-A.
Yeah.
I agree. Someone said,
What did somebody say? I should say that after every single time. Someone said on Reddit, what did the Redditor say?
He said, I can't tell the difference when I'm watching an IMAX movie.
Oh, you picked this because you're picking this because you know I'm going to get heated. This, no. Who wrote this? I want their username, bro.
No, you want to know what their username is?
It's no, I'm joking. I'm joking. What? No, you've been to IMAX. I've been to IMAX.
He's gonna cry.
For every movie that, like, is big enough to deserve it.
Yeah.
So, like, almost every Marvel movie, except for Thor 4, because Thor Love and Thunder was ass cheeks, and you could tell it was gonna be bad from the trailers.
We usually travel
2 hours. We're driving, like, 2.5 hours just to go to an IMAX.
Our favorite
because
theater.
It's worth it. Yeah. I don't know what IMAX theater they're dealing with, because I know that there are some IMAXs that don't feel like an IMAX, like the one that's, like the one that I went to Star Wars with.
Mm-hmm.
That's technically an IMAX, I'm pretty sure, but it doesn't feel like an IMAX because the seating is really weird and they set up the theater really weird. So, like, technically it's an IMAX, but it's honestly more inconvenient than a regular theater.
Okay.
Because it's like this dome. And it's supposed to make you feel more immersive, but it's not. But the IMAX theater that we go to has recliner seats, and it has, like, trays to eat on and everything.
It is probably the biggest screen ever seen.
No, it's massive.
I can't even describe how big it is, because and we sit.
Mm-hmm. We're always, like, dead
compared
center.
Compared to, like, the top and the bottom, we're, mm-hmm. like, in the center, and we always go in the middle.
Yeah.
And it's, like, ginormous. Yeah. You just feel like there's, like, everything around
you. Yes, and when you're...
Isn't it kind of curved,
It's too? A little bit curved.
Yeah.
But, like, when you're watching the movie, like, and when I'm watching...
And there's even headrests to move mm-hmm. your head, so yep. not even just yep. reclining.
And heated and everything. Yeah. Which, I don't know if that's technically the IMAX. Like, that's not part of the screen, but it's part of the experience.
With little tables, too.
You know? But I'm pretty sure the IMAX that we go to is not most IMAXs. Most IMAXs don't have that type of chair,
yeah,
which is
those are
weird.
Nice.
And they had to, like, remodel that whole thing. But, like, when I went to the Minnesota Zoo IMAX all the time,
yeah,
like, when you're watching, because the way we used to have it at our theater was we had the old seats. It was just a chair. There was no recliner seats. There was a cup holder and your seat, and that's it. That's all you had. There was mm-hmm. no place to put your popcorn or anything like that. And they were all, like, kind of torn up and everything. They were cushiony.
Squeaky.
They were nice. They were squeaky. And when you're watching it, it feels like you're watching it on a big screen mm-hmm. and everything. But you can see so much on your peripherals. You can see people eating popcorn and
all
stuff.
All of the hallway lights.
Yeah, you can see all that stuff.
All the chairs around you.
But when you're at the IMAX,
you
are in the movie.
Also, in the one that we go to,
yes,
you cannot see any
nope.
of the people below you.
No, you can't.
It's literally because there's, like, a stand.
Yeah.
And you can't, unless you're looking down like
yeah.
that.
Unless you get out of your chair.
You can't see
yep.
the people below you.
Yeah. It's and like,
it's
literally
it's
like literally, a theater.
It's like putting you in your own world.
Yeah. Because, yeah, like when you're.
That's just the best way
it's
to
just,
describe
it. It's just like a night and day difference to me personally. It's like the IMAX is not. So, like, when you watch a regular movie, I see the screen. And I can see everything. It's easy to fall out of the magic of the movie. But when I'm in an IMAX theater, my peripherals showing part of the movie.
Yeah, I'm not, like, looking at the person below me on their phone. You know?
No, I can't even notice any of that.
Yeah.
The speakers are better, for one, too. That's another thing that they didn't say. Speakers are better in IMAX theaters.
Every single time I go to the IMAX, at the beginning of the movie,
mm-hmm.
I have the biggest headache.
That's true.
Because I forget how loud it is.
Yeah.
And then it's playing all of the ads, and the ads are even, the previews mm-hmm. are even super loud.
And it's not even like,
for the first half hour of the movie, I have a really bad headache every single time.
And it's not even like just the fact that they're turning it louder.
Mm-hmm.
It's the fact that they're using, like, the highest, like, Dolby, like, surround sound system that you can. So, like, they're, like, if there's, like, if 7.1, like, it used to be 5.1, then they switched to 7.1, then they switched to, like, like 11, and, like, they're always updating it so that we have the best sound system.
Yeah.
And it all makes a difference.
Cool,
if this person can't see the difference, then, like, good for them, but...
They just said...
Yeah.
Obviously, there's the watch the movie or experience one bumper. The higher ticket price and usually some branding on the outside of the actual room, but when I'm watching the actual movie, I'm clueless.
It's really not even that much more. It's really not that much more. It's maybe like...
I think that's what they're saying.
It's maybe like double the price, but like, dude, it's so worth it.
No, I think what they're saying is there's not that big of a difference, but I think there is.
So like, another thing about going to an IMAX movie versus a regular theater is when you go to an IMAX movie and this also matters on opening night. When I've been to, like, I went to Black Panther on opening night at our theater. That was a completely different, like, vibe than Wakanda Forever at IMAX. Yeah. Like, because the people who care most about those movies are going to see it on the biggest screen, and they're going to be the most excited, and you're going to, and it feels more of, like, a community.
Like, if there's a point where people are going to cheer, they're going to cheer.
Yeah.
Yeah. Or clap. Yeah. Or
exactly.
When we saw No Way Home.
Yeah.
I couldn't have imagined seeing it at the movie theater in our town. Yeah. Because just...
I mean, I'm sure people were cheering and stuff, but like, it was, there's no way
I wouldn't close. Have been as into it or anything. It's exactly. Crazy.
No, so I mean, I don't agree with this person. If they can't see the difference, good for them. Save the money, whatever. But like... I
knew that one would get God, you. I was just like, they really said that?
No way, dude. They're just trying to get
and there's, upvotes
on Reddit, dude.
I don't think there was any comments on that.
That's crazy. That person's wrong. I hope they're watching this and they're realizing the mistake. That's crazy.
All right, let's see. Someone else said Luigi is better than Mario.
That's agreed. I agree with that. Luigi is better than Mario. And I'll tell you why.
Mario
is basic. He's so boring. Luigi fights Ghost. His princess is cuter. And he don't let his princess get taken by a giant monster every freaking game.
The person said, Luigi is overall a better brother than Mario.
I don't understand. Yeah.
He hunts ghosts.
Yep.
Gets badder viewers.
That's what I'm saying.
Jumps higher. Is taller. Got's more drip than Mario. Luigi is an underdog and deserves more hype and games about him considering how goated he is.
Yes.
That sounds like you typed that.
I did not type that, but I agree fully.
Someone commented, he's got the better girl, not gonna lie.
Daisy's just better than Peach, bro. Not as good as Rosalina. Rosalina's still best. But Rosalina also don't have a man.
I'm gonna say usually in Mario Kart I play as.
Yeah.
I usually don't play Peach. I usually play Baby Rosalina or Baby Daisy or.
I play Cat Mario.
Usually Cat Mario or Yoshi. Yeah, Yoshi or King Boo, Shy Guy
or Shy Guy. I like Shy Guy.
I usually do any of the ones are named, or the Animal Crossing ones, or. Mm-hmm.
And they need to add more characters to Mario Kart.
I feel like there's another one.
They keep adding tracks, but they need to add more characters, too.
Some of them are cool, though.
Yeah, they are really cool. Tracks. All the new ones are really cool. But, like, I want to play as new people. We've slowly been
trying
them out.
We still have to try. They added a mode where you can do only blue shells.
Yeah, we still got to do that.
Is what's in the boxes.
Yep.
We're going to do that.
Yeah, we got to do that.
We should do that. That'd be so funny.
That's
really fun.
That's, yeah, I know, I agree. Luigi's better than Mario.
I knew you'd agree.
Mario's cool and everything, but Luigi's just cooler.
Everyone's saying Waluigi needs more respect, too.
Waluigi needs to be, one, a Smash Bros. Character. They've added, like, all of people except for him.
I bet Mario benches more than Luigi.
That's probably true. Luigi's definitely not the strongest out of the two. Luigi's a punk little dude. But I mean, Mario's over here punching blocks, fighting monsters all day, and then Luigi's like, YOLO, I got a gun that can suck up ghosts, you know. I agree, Luigi's cooler.
I don't know, I think I don't know much about each of them,
and that's fair.
As much as I should.
And
the
you
movie
know what?
The movie's coming out
the
too.
Movie is coming out and it looks really good.
Yeah.
And when in the Wii version of the game, my sister's gonna know what I'm talking about. In the Wii version of the game, when you can't beat a level, you know who they call in to show you how it's done?
Luigi.
Luigi. They call in the boy Luigi.
Like, he shows you how to do it?
Yep. It's like, it does it, like, picture it perfect right how to do it. And, like, how to do it as fast as possible. Right mm-hmm.
I tell you.
Yep. Luigi's just the best right there. I mean, that's all you need. That's all you need right there. What's next? What else? What else are people complaining about? Saying,
oh, people are complaining about everything. You could find everything.
People are going to be like, chicken noodle better than tomato
Someone
soup.
Said that they like drinking boiling water.
Okay. We're going to skip that because that person does not deserve.
Oh my God. Hold on.
What?
I just want to read what they wrote. I like to boil water, pour it into a tea or coffee mug, and just drink it plain and while boiling. The warm feeling it brings to my throat is nice, unless I'm drinking coffee. I prefer it this way instead of drinking tea or even putting any type of flavor in it. Edit, I'm not Asian.
Why they have to
put that I don't
in,
know.
Why they have to add that in there?
But it threw me off so bad.
I wasn't even assuming they were Asian.
Someone commented, that's perfectly fine, just don't come near me.
That's fair. I don't know why.
Someone commented, I'm not Asian though.
That's insane. I cannot believe that anyone would even attempt that. That seems dangerous to even try.
Oh, wait, I have another good one.
What's the other one?
Napoleon Dynamite film sucks.
No. You're only picking this. No, because you didn't think it was that funny. And it is funny. It's just not your type of funny.
No, I can see why people think it's funny. It's just not my funny.
It does not suck.
I didn't say it sucks. I'm just saying this will
be saying it's relatable, but it's like the situations are so believable. And it's hilarious because they play the characters so well. Like, I know that's not what Pedro probably sounds like in real life.
Yeah.
But, like, it's so believable. I know that's not what Napoleon sounds like in real life. Because I've seen him in other stuff. And, like, they're so believable. It's insane. And they all look like high schoolers. And it's hilarious. And it's just like, can you bring me some chapstick? Like, how is that not making you
laugh? Why they talk like that?
Because it's just the way he's stupid. It's just the way he talk.
Someone said, it's supposed to be weird, depressing, drab, and uncomfortable. You miss the appeal, and that's fine.
And that's fine. And that is okay. We do not all have to have the same tastes, but I will not take the disrespect on my boy Napoleon's name. It's a good
Someone movie. Said it reminds them of the Midwest.
It is. They also made an animated show after the movie, but that was not as good. That was not nearly as good as the show or the movie. And it was really weird when they announced it, because we thought that they were making a new movie, but they were not.
I think it's weird the first time you watch it, but everyone's saying, like, the more you watch it, the funnier it gets.
Yeah, because then you start quoting it, and then you start, hey, give me some tots. Like, it's so funny, dude. Because I could see that happening at our, like, when I was in school, I could see that happening at school. Like low-key, sometimes you want to take a snack from the lunchroom, but you're not supposed to. Like, kids would, like, all the time, kids would take the chocolate milk. They would take the chocolate milk back to class all the time. You know that's true. And then they would just be, like, cracking it open in the middle of class and be like, what is that? What is that over there? What do you have? Nothing. Is that chocolate milk from the cafeteria? Yes, it is. It happens all the time.
Everyone's saying, because I think the poster is not from America. What? So they're like, this is for Americans. Or you wouldn't get it.
Is it not an American movie?
What?
Is the movie not American?
No, the poster that posted.
Oh, okay.
That they don't like
it. I see. The person who posted this.
Yeah, is not from America. So they're like, You just wouldn't get
it. Probably is funnier to American. I mean, yeah. Probably very different.
Probably just more relatable that way.
And then when he's feeding the freaking, what is it, like a camel or like an alpaca or something? Or maybe it's a cow. I don't remember. He's like, eat your dinner, Tina, you fat lard. Like, he's just roasting.
He just insults everybody.
It's so relatable. It's so relatable. I think it's funny. I think Napoleon Dynamite is a good movie. And everyone else, if you haven't seen it, you should go watch it. Because it is Americans only. Go watch it, because otherwise you're not going to think it's funny. I bet other people watch it and they're like, that's exactly what Americans are like. You freaking idiot, you dumb human beings. You wasteful societal creatures.
That's funny, though.
That is funny.
Only Americans.
Gosh. You picked a lot of good stuff this episode, because you picked things you knew I would get upset about.
Yeah, I also didn't even look for that long, so if I had more time to look, yeah. Or if we had our own,
yeah,
then it probably would have been a lot funnier, but... Yeah.
You told me one earlier, somebody thought Olive Garden was overrated.
Oh, yeah, Olive Garden.
Before we leave, agree.
You think Olive Garden's overrated?
I'm not going into more detail, that's it.
No, just agree. More detail.
No, that's it.
The people want the people more detail.
Can get it next episode.
You don't want you brought up Olive Garden and you don't even want to talk about it?
No. Olive Garden.
He's very serious about this.
Is overrated. The end. We hope you guys enjoyed this episode. My God. If you did, please leave a like. Please follow us on all our social medias.
Yeah, we also just started a TikTok.
At Barely Adults Podcast. Our Instagram is barely_adults.
Mm-hmm.
You can follow each of us if you want to. Our
either way.
Personal ones are not as interesting, though.
Yes.
To be honest.
We just post pictures of each other.
That's true. Well, I post about my book all the time, but nobody wants to know about that here. So, yeah. Go follow us. We're posting clips on TikTok, on YouTube, on Instagram, that stuff.
It's been fun. It's been pretty chill.
Maybe we can do... If we get enough people watching... We can do a Q&A or something at some point.
Yeah.
I don't know. We'll see.
Maybe one of these next times we'll bring someone else on here, too.
Yeah. See if our family or friends or something.
I feel like they'd all find it pretty chill, so.
Probably.
We'll see.
We'll see. Anyway, hope you guys enjoyed. See you guys next time.
All right. Bye.
Bye. Not doing the outro this time. You can just cut it out when I said bye.